I genuinely got excited when I found out I was meeting you guys at the Crown Metropole because I don't earn enough to live this lavish lifestyle.
Oh,
so it is who you know, so thank you.
Even do we, honestly.
It's just when we're on promo.
Well, if you look down there, there's a pool. I know, top level of the Crown Metropole.
I have had breakfast here before.
And this is the private special members only level.
And the amazing view. I was slightly hoping, because it kind of detracts from my first question, but that's okay, we'll make it work, because we're actually on the top level where there is an open bar in front of us. When you do open the door to your hotel suite, you drop your bag, what is the first thing you go for in the mini bar?
Chocolate. Lise goes for chocolate.
Yep.
I was just telling Jess last
sparkling
night,
water.
I opened the family pack of the Maltesers last night and I ate every one of them.
And enjoyed every single
yeah, no shame.
Mouthful.
Oh, I did it. I went for it. Yeah. But I'm definitely, I check out the coffee situation.
Amen.
I'll room service chocolate. Menu.
Yeah.
Water pressure, if it has a bath.
Yes.
And pillow.
We situation. Bring our own pillows. Yeah. I put my big faux fur coat over the bed.
Yeah.
Just vibe out the place a little
is
bit.
Is that to bring a little bit of home while you're on the road?
Yeah.
Because how important is that? Because you guys are traveling so much just to have that little piece of home with you.
Yeah. It's everything. Yeah. We travel with a lot of things from home, actually, to make it feel that way.
What else do you take with you?
I bring pink Himalayan sea salt in my bag because I'm a salt snob. Jess does it too. Sometimes we bring our own vinegar and olive oil because... you know, Italian, and then incense and candles.
You guys actually popped up at Blues Fest during the week. Are you guys campers, glampers, prefer a chauffeur limo from a 5-star hotel when it comes to festivals?
Glampers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, somewhere in between. We love a camping experience, but a little bit not sleeping in the dirt kind of camping.
Yeah, if
definitely
there can be a bathtub, mm-hmm. And a bed,
and a nice linen,
a working toilet, so it's
oh, it might be the simple things in life, but yeah. Give me a working toilet, one you flush, and I'm yes. happy. I can work around everything else.
Yeah,
I can even handle 1-ply toilet paper, but just right. give me a toilet that flushes.
Yes. Important.
Absolutely. I mean, you have been popping up at a couple of other events as well. You were at Field Day at the start of the year.
Yes.
Where you performed Untouched. After so many years, having the crowd still sing every single lyric to that song, how does it feel, the longevity of the music you're making, and that song is still cutting through to so many people? It actually sparked another revolution on social media. Everyone's saying Untouched is life.
I know. Funny. It's a huge compliment. You know, for us, it's like, as songwriters, that was our baby. That entire second record was mine and Lisa's, like, taking a risk. We had created this first record with so many incredible big songwriters like Max Martin and Billy Steinberg, and they taught us so much about songwriting during that time. And so to go on and do the Hook Me Up album, which had Untouched, Hook Me Up, Take Me on the Floor, that was mine and Lisa's chance to step forward as songwriters. So the fact that people are still connecting with that record is... sick.
And it's such a beautiful thing to actually use music as a cathartic way of working through your own life and your own emotions and current situations. How is it though, for example, the latest single Think of Me, when the song's themes or what the song is written about is making more news headlines than the song itself? Because obviously it has been quite a topical song for you guys.
Yeah. We were just discussing this. It's like when you're in the room songwriting, the way that we've always done it is being quite vulnerable with your feelings. And it's you and your producer and sometimes another songwriter and sometimes not. And you're just, it feels so small and intimate.
Yeah.
And so then when it's released and it becomes its own narrative, it's a little bit, at times it's like, oh, it's nice that everyone's connecting to the song.
Yeah.
But then when it's reduced down to a piece of gossip, it can be a little bit like exhausting. But we really just focus on making the best music that we can for ourselves. And, you know, people are loving the song.
Absolutely.
And, you know, that's what's
bring
most
it back
important
to the music.
To us.
Yeah. You know, it's, we were saying it's 15 years next year since our first release. And
shut the front door.
You know, and...
don't look a day over three.
Oh, gosh, I love it. Thanks, babe. You know, those random 30s, you know. But, no, it is cool because, you know, we always have used music in that space of being able to write what we feel like we're going through or we need to write out. So, you know, people forget, like, Think of Me, sure, it was written at a time when we had something to say, but so was You Ruin Me, so was Untouched, so was,
do you think,
you know,
then it kind of just goes hand in hand that you do have to...
You have to
develop
be willing.
A little bit more.
You have to be willing to share a piece of yourself with the world. And to do it in that space of music is the only way that I think we know how to.
I think that what the media does with that after it, as far as like tabloid narrative, yeah, it's never rooted really in fact. It's like watching a soapy. It's they're going to play out whatever they want to. They frame it so it sounds like you've said things that you haven't said, and that's just its own thing, and it exists over there, and we don't really pay much attention to it.
Yeah. I mean, it's also one of those things where we've had incredible support from media and the industry. Every time we release music, everyone's so excited and wants to talk about it.
Unfortunately, there is some media that need the clip back. They need the headline.
It's different. Yeah, this, well, that whole thing. You get used to it after a while.
Well, that's it. You know, after 3 years, you know, that's the thing. You just become accustomed to people are going to have those stories roll out, but you just move on. You just move on. Travis Barker from Blink-182 said there was a possible collaboration going on social media.
Because
I was going to say, how does that work? Do you slide into each other's DMs? Like, what's the deal?
We worked with a really good friend of ours, John Feldman, who we've actually worked with on other records of ours, and he is really good friends with Travis, and he plays drums on a lot of John's projects and stuff, so we just still got into the studio and got to jam out. It was awesome.
Fashion is always ever-evolving as well. I guess there was periods where you loved sort of what you're wearing in the fashion, probably some things you loathed when you look back on. I mean, there was recently a flashback photo, and I think it was definitely the height of your fashion, those high-waisted blue jeans with the elastic around the ankle and the different coloured shirts so the family could tell you apart. I mean, that was the highlight of your fashion.
It's
2000s fashion is definitely making a bit of a comeback. I wish I had more photos of it because... Yeah, it's...
We were rocking it.
We were definitely
It's one of those things, I think, you know, it's... you can't live with any regrets, you know, and we've definitely always been very opinionated when it comes to, you know, creatively expressing ourselves in every way. So fashion was just another way to do that. And I do look back and I think, why the hell didn't someone get us a stylist? Because we were definitely doing it ourselves.
But that's how you learn. You learn through growth.
No, it's awesome. And in all honesty, they probably did try and we said no. It's cool.
I've actually got a hoodie of yours from your current single that says, "Do You Think of Me Instead?" or "Will You Think of Me Instead?" Can I get one that doesn't have the radio edit on it? Because I feel like that would make more of a statement.
You absolutely can. Yes. We will get it customised for you. We've had a few of those requests, actually. We probably should do it for Max.
I reckon on the Veronica's website, I reckon you'd sell out like that.
We're onto it.
Behind the scenes, last year you revealed that your mum is battling with some health conditions. For you guys, when it comes up to an event like Mother's Day, does it hold more significance with everything that's going on? I'm sure your mum is, well, she's the glue for your family, and you do everything in your power to, you know, just treasure and cherish every moment. But when those kind of days roll around, does it mean more to you guys?
Absolutely. Yeah, I think that through the journey of life, when somebody that you love to that level that we love our mummy in your family is facing any health challenge, it adds even more value to every moment that you get to spend together. And so, yeah, Mother's Day is going to be an amazing one for us this year to be able to spend that with her.
So you'll be in Australia for Mother's Day this year?
Yeah.
Spoiling
her?
Yeah. We actually, if we're not on promo for the most part, we're back home with her. So it's really just, we just love on her so much.
And speaking of love, someone got married recently.
Not me.
Congratulations to you and Logan.
Thank you.
So I know friends of mine recently who have also tied the knot say nothing changes. You basically just put a ring on it, sign a document, and life goes on.
Right.
Is it the same for you now that you've said I do, or do you find you're yelling at him more to unstack the dishwasher?
I think I just love him more than ever. Yeah. Truly. It's like... my best friend, someone who has my back no matter what. And it's beautiful to be able to dream together and know that really you're looking into the future forever and ever. So, yeah, no, I'm the luckiest woman in the entire universe.
Well, both of you are loved up at the moment, but you've also just recently been on holidays.
I was, for 5 days. I spent more time flying than I did on the ground, but it was
Fantastic. Yeah, I went back to LA for 2 days and then we were in Hawaii for 4 days.
Beautiful. So you can spend that time together, explore, make memories, and then go, see you soon, honey. Yeah. I've got to jump on another flight. Because of all the flying you guys do, have you worked out any ways to beat jet lag? Although I know, Lisa, you were up at 4 a.m.
I was up at 4 a.m. this morning, so I am yet to figure it out. But I hear that not eating on the plane is good, and then you have your meal. Right. Yeah, if you hydrate, drink lots of water and things like that. But if you don't actually eat the meals, then you snack get off the time Take zone. When you get on the ground, you eat the first meal according to that time zone.
So it resets your body.
Yes.
Well, they do that on the plane a little bit. It's just that it's something about the dehydration and so if you hydrate heavily with, you know, like
electrolytes, water,
and then have snacks.
And then if you can get your feet in the earth, like soil or some sand, within an hour of first landing, I know that's kind of tricky, but if you can, it's called earthing, which I don't know if you've
I've heard of that.
So your biorhythms sync up to the earth and you get over the jet lag sooner.
I feel like I've just spoken to my sisters for a few minutes and we can just keep talking, but I know you're exceptionally busy because you're wanted women, but congratulations on the new single. Genuinely appreciate it. Of all the times we've spoken on the phone, I'm so glad we could actually meet face to face now. And that you get to spend time with your mum and just enjoy your time down under, but you are welcome back anytime. So thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you so much.
Awesome chat.